This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Mateo, M-A-T-E-O, first name Dora, D-O-R-A, date of birth July 13, 1959, date of evaluation July 10, 2023. Referring physician is Dr. Sharon Jones. The chief complaint, 64-year-old Spanish-speaking female with history of coronary artery disease who is seen routinely, period. The HPI, the patient is known to have a history of coronary artery disease and hypertension, period. She reports previously undergoing a stent, period. She is unclear of the details of her stent, period. She currently denies chest pain or shortness of breath, period. She reports having undergone a routine EKG, at which time she was referred for evaluation, period. Again, she has no chest pain, dyspnea, or palpitations. Correction, she has no chest pain, but reports history of cardiac murmur and dyspnea, period. She does have abnormal EKG, period. The past medical history includes hypertension, next number diabetes, next number coronary artery disease, next number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, questionable coronary stent, period. The records from EPIC are reviewed. She was found to have urethral stenosis in March of 2023, for which she underwent urethral dilatation and stenting, period. She otherwise has had no additional surgical procedures. Medications, isorcibide dinitrate, 20 milligrams on BID, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams on daily, amlodipine / benazepril, 10/41 daily, sertraline, 50 milligrams one daily, aspirin, 325 milligrams one daily, metformin, 1,000 milligrams one daily, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, amoxicillin / clavulanic acid, 875/125 one daily, gabapentin, 300 milligrams on TID, rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams on daily, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams on BID, trazodone, 50 milligrams on daily, basaglar, 25 mils on daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, patient reports multiple family members having diabetes. A sister had endometrial cancer, period. Social history. She denies history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems. Eyes. She has impaired vision and wears glasses. Musculoskeletal. She has bilateral knee and shin pain, period, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 172/72, pulse 71, respiratory rate 20, height 60.5 inches, weight 118.6 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular exam, regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2, no S3 or S4, period. There is an early systolic murmur in the aortic region, period. Pulses are noted to be symmetrical, period. PMI is noted to be normal, period. The back, it's noted to be kyphotic, however, no costal vertebral angle tenderness is noted, no paravertebral angle tenderness is present, period. Data review, ECG demonstrate sinus rhythm of 66 beats per minute, period. There are T-wave inversions in the anterior and lateral leads, period. There is ST depression with T-wave inversion in V4 through V6, period. Left anterior vesicular block is present, period. Correction, left axis deviation is present, period. Findings of LVH noted, period. The impression, 64-year-old female with history of dyspnea, found to have a murmur on examination, period. Further noted to have abnormal EKG, period. There is a question of whether she previously underwent cardiac stent, period. In either case, she has an extremely abnormal EKG, period. Her blood pressure is noted to be uncontrolled, period. The plan, I will start her on Losartan 100 milligrams 1 PO daily. Discontinue Lotrel, period. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily, period. She requires echo, EKG, and nuclear stress test, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.